You're listening to SBS News.
Australian women currently take home an average of more than 21% less than their male counterparts. That's the finding of the federal government's Workplace Gender Equality Agency in its fifth annual report on the gender pay gap. The report shows the gap fell 1.1%, the largest fall in a single year since reporting began. But in real terms, men still take home an average of more than $25,000, more than their female counterparts. The director of the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, Libby Lyons, says while the progress is a positive sign, there's still a long way to go.
There is a pay gap in favour of men in every industry and occupation across Australia. Even in female-dominated industries, like the healthcare industry, we see a pay gap in favour of men.
While Australia collects data on the pay gap from employers, the data is not published on an individual company-by-company basis. That tactic has been adopted in Britain, with laws introduced last year forcing big companies to publicly disclose their gender pay gaps. The Deputy Director of Britain's Government Equalities Office, Alicia McCaffrey, says the scheme has started a national conversation about the issue.
Well, we think that it's been important for employees to be able to hold their employers to account, and also for employees when they're looking for new roles, potentially to just be able to have a look at this data and see whether there are women in senior roles there, whether it's a company that takes gender equality seriously. We've encouraged employers as well to publish action plans, and we've not regulated this, but we've asked them to, and around half did in the first year.
In Australia, the Labor Party floated the idea of a similar public disclosure scheme for large companies in Australia in October. However, Prime Minister Scott Morrison dismissed the idea, saying it would create what he called conflict in the workplace. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says not enough is being done to bring down the pay gap.
I think it's also important that we reverse the cuts to penalty rates, which have fallen on women in particular, because they work in a lot of the industries where there are cuts. I think we're overdue to pay our early childhood educators, our aged care workers, our disability support workers more. They are principally feminised industries.
Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer says there's a greater role for men to play in taking time off work to raise children.
And we know that when more men work flexibly, we're going to close that gender pay gap a lot quicker.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.